hold on a minute. I want to stop. You guys don't need to hear the radio.
Okay, we're recording.
I'm good.
All right. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board for Vascular Screening on August 5th, 2019 at 9:30 a.m. Roll call, Eric Freeze here. Charles Hoffman.
Here.
Mark Peterson.
Here.
Jennifer Bailey. Ashton Carol Ingram.
Here.
Gary Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Present.
Sabrina Kahn.
Here.
Mr. Chair. Just to let you know, since you cannot see the boardroom, we have three members of the public in attendance. We have a Raymond Arroyo, Jennifer Vlasic, and McKenna Hancock.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have any declared conflicts of interest? Hearing none, I will move on to number four, discuss the amendment approval of the minutes. We'll entertain a motion to entertain those minutes.
Mrs. Carroll, I move to approve the regular test meeting minutes of July 1, 2019 with one minor correction under roll call, but Peterson was not present.
A second for changes.
It's moved and seconded to approve the regular test meeting minutes for July 1st, 2019 with the deletion of Bart Peterson being present on roll call. All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Charles Laughlin?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, those meeting minutes have been approved. Give me one second. Okay. Review shorts and teacher board meeting schedule. Is everybody good with the following 3 months?
I will not be available on October 7th. I'll be in Indianapolis. Actually, I'll be on a plane flying back from Indianapolis.
Okay. All right. So, somebody else? Everybody else good with that?
Yep.
Review number six, review, discuss, and possible action, complaints, hearings, investigation, and compliance. Letter A, subsection 1, Jacob Sequoia. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jacob is not in attendance.
That's correct, and I just checked the tracking on the certified letter that was sent to him, and it was not picked up. But it was sent by email as well. I don't know if he received that.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, refresher, Mr. Tafoya's license was about to expire when we received a complaint saying that he had been arrested. He had two separate arrests. So his license was placed in suspended status so that we could determine or to review the matter. And it took quite some time to get the documentation, but now we have it. Unfortunately, Mr. Tafoya is not here to provide his perspective on what happened.
So he is not currently licensed?
He has a suspended license currently. He did not want to renew his license.
Okay.
Because of what had happened.
Okay.
But the board wanted to see, you know, exactly what the arrests were for to determine if there would be any disciplinary action taken.
So Mr. Kilfoy is choosing not to renew his license?
He chose not to renew.
This is Bart Peterson. I move to go into executive session for legal advice.
Okay. Can you have everybody meet and talk their stuff with them?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor say aye. Herb Freeze, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Shirley?
Aye.
Okay, for the record.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Now to get the people out.
Okay, was it Bart Peterson that made the motion?
And correct. And Chuck seconded.
Okay, thank you. And we
and
just
someone
had.
Someone else just joined the phone.
Yes, so let's see. Okay, I believe we had a member of the public just join who. Is this Kelsey that's on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, Kelsey, the board just voted to go into executive session. Unfortunately, there's no way for me to put you on mute so you can't hear what's discussed, so I will need you to hang up and then call back in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And if your matter comes up while we're waiting for you to call back, we'll table it until you call. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
A participant has left the meeting.
Okay.
Do we need to wait a minute to let people back in?
Yep.
Yes. And we're recording again.
Good. Anybody have a specific motion they would like to make on Jacob DeFoya?
This is Bart Peterson. I'd like to make a motion to offer Mr. DeFoya a consent agreement consisting of accepting the opportunity to surrender his license. Failure to do so would mandate that we move to a formal hearing.
A second.
The moved and seconded to offer Mr. DeFoya a consent agreement to surrender his license, and failure to do so would move to a formal hearing to do so. All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Charles Buffman.
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, that motion has been approved. Obviously, Karen, that would be directed at you in order to provide him that information. And again, obviously, if he's not picking up mail or getting certified mail, we'll just have to go from that point forward if that's what comes about.
Okay.
All right. Number 7, consent agenda. We have 19 initials, 92 renewals, none of whom are on any type of list to review.
A participant has joined the meeting.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the consent agenda for 19 initial applications and 92 renewal reinstatement applications.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as written. All of in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Loffman.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no objections, the consent agenda has been approved as written. Number 8, review, consider, and possible actions on applications for licensure. We do have 3 board reviews for initial applications. Raymond Arroyo.
This is Chuck. I'm going to approve the application for Raymond Arroyo.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Raymond Arroyo. All those in favor? Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Raymond Arroyo's initial application has been approved. Antonio Carrasco.
Mr. G, gentlemen, we received the additional information on today. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
This is the gentleman. We received the additional document today.
Yes,
by email.
Yes, I sent out the statement that he emailed to us over the weekend.
Right.
This is Chuck. I'm going to approve the initial application for Antonio Carrasco.
This is Carol.
This is Barbara. Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Antonio Carrasco. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Antonio Carrasco's initial application has been approved. McKenna Hancock.
Mr. Chair, McKenna Hancock is here in the boardroom, and she would like to make a statement, if possible.
Okay. Ms. Hancock, if you would like to do so right now, please.
So if you can try to speak into that microphone.
Okay. Okay. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, my name is McKenna Hancock. Just wanted to thank you for having me here today. As you can see on my application, I have 2 misdemeanors. They occurred back in 2015 when I was 19. During that time in my life, I was going through a hard time with my family. I had a sister that was struggling with depression and self-harm, wasn't coping well with the stress from school, and was making poor decisions. Since then, I have learned how to cope and have matured quite a lot. And have not had any offenses since 2015 on my record. So I do not feel as though these offenses are representative of who I am now. And I wish for nothing more than to continue to be a productive member of society and to use my education to help those around me. That's all I have to say.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the initial application for Ms. Hancock.
This is Carol, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for McKenna Hancock. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Bachman?
Aye.
Mark Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, McKenna Hancock's initial application has been approved. Ms. Hancock, do you have any further questions of the board?
I do have some court documents that I didn't have in time to attach to my application. If you guys would like those, I have copies of them, or I can email them to the board later on this afternoon.
Could you hear
me? If you want to stick around, that's fine, but if you would just discuss that with Ms. Weifert, please, or Ms. Weifert, thank you. We don't need that at the very moment, but you can discuss that with her at a further time.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. All right, we do have a 8B1 for renewal application board review, Kelsey Brandstetter.
Okay.
I'm here.
You're on the phone, Kelsey?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I believe I may have left out one document that I created. It's not anything that was provided by Ms. Brandstetter. It includes a timeline.
Yeah, you gave that to us.
Okay, good, good.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but currently Ms. Brandstetter is expired.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
So this was placed on the board review list, not because there was any kind of a disclosure, but because Ms. Brandstetter feels that the board should either waive or reduce her reinstatement fee.
Please correct me if I'm wrong again, but we don't have the authority to do so. Is that correct?
I was told this is the only place that would have the authority to do so.
So normally we cannot issue refunds. But, you know, if there was a clerical error on board staff part,
sure.
Then, you know, obviously there would be an exception. So, you know, from the board staff perspective, what happened was Ms. Brandstetter renewed her license back in 2018 with a paper application, which, you know, was normal back in May of 2018 because we were just transitioning. Unfortunately, when Kelsey Ballone processed that application, she did not process the fee payment in the system. So I realized back in June that there were several licensees out there who were going to be double charged for their renewal because it was still showing that they owed for 2018. So I went in there and I processed the payments and put the date that that payment was actually received so that the system wouldn't ask them for $350 instead of $175. When I did that, it sent an email to those licensees with the payment receipt for back in 2018, but it wasn't sent until 2019. And then Ms. Brandstetter thought maybe somebody else had paid it, but I can't really speak for her, so I'll let her take it from there.
Right, so when I received it, I was going to renew it, but I received an email saying that my renewal had been paid already, so I figured either, like, previous licensures and certifications that I have, I either paid for 2 years at once, or that my employer paid for it, or something along those lines, but I no longer needed to renew it myself. Since I received it in June of 2019, with 30 days left in my renewal.
Okay, so Karen, we do obviously, sounds like we have a clerical error here that we double charge Ms. Brandstetter, is that correct?
No, that's not correct. The receipt that she received.
No, we're going to double charge for $350, but since I let it expire and left because I thought that that process payment was for 2019, since that's when I received it, I then have to, in order to renew my reinstate my license now, have to pay $375, and I couldn't bring it before the board or submit my application paperwork without already processing the payment. And I expected there to be at least like a correction email sent out or something along those lines of after she realized that there was a mistake in the email showing last year, Tracy, a correction saying, hey, just so you know, we had a clerical error because Chelsea Ballone accidentally didn't file it in the appropriate category. This is for last year's payment, not this current year's situation. But that was never sent out.
So, Mr. Chair, I don't consider that to be a clerical error by that email going out. We have to send a receipt when we receive payments. That receipt went out a year late, but it did say it was 2018, that the payment was received in 2018.
Okay. And I think you guys have the receipt as well as the email showing it. That should be attached to the paperwork that I have as well.
And also I'd like to say that Ms. Brandstetter had not completed an application for 2019 when that receipt was sent out.
Again, due to the fact that I thought it was already processed.
So someone else would have had to sign on to her account and fill out an application for a payment to have been processed.
Does anybody else have any questions of Ms. Brandstetter?
The receipt says that cash was paid?
Yeah, via credit card. Or I believe since it was a paper one, it might have had to have been a check at that point.
It was a check.
So in my bank statements and everything, it had already been cashed and processed a year ago, so I wasn't even concerned about it at this point in time any longer.
April 5th of 19, a 60-day renewal, and then
yep.
on
on May 5th, a 30-day renewal. That was an automated email. Did you receive those?
I did. So I typically wait until within the 30-day renewal period because there's another licensure I have through, I believe it's SMS, special movement screen, that when you renew it, whether it's 60 days or 30 days before, it doesn't renew it on the actual date that your license would expire. It renews it that much earlier, so it keeps pushing it back and you keep getting deducted those months. So since then, I sat down on May 7th to pull everything up when I had still had 28 days left and pulled all of my emails up from Arizona, making sure I had everything I needed and had that email sent out as well that said I had my payment processed.
Okay, and then you made the assumption that your 2019 license had been paid for before it expired on the 4th of 2019.
Great.
Okay.
Since all of the email besides one line says 2018, and unfortunately I should have paid closer attention, obviously. Otherwise we all wouldn't be in this predicament, but since it was 2019 on all other aspects of the email, I didn't even bat an eye to view it as an error at that point in time.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Ms. Brandstetter or motions that anybody would like to put forth?
This is Bart Peterson, and I hate to do this while she's on the phone, but I'd like to make a motion to move into executive session for legal advice.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice at 10:06 a.m. Eric Fries, aye. Charles Bachman,
aye.
Bart Peterson,
aye.
Cheryl Ingram,
aye.
Was it Mr. Buffman that seconded that?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll let you exit, people. And Ms. Brandstetter, you will, again, have to call back in, please.
Okay. With how much time?
Give us about 5 minutes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I get you?
Can we open up the room to the public now?
Yeah.
All right, we're recording again.
A participant has joined the meeting.
It's perfect timing.
Great.
Ms. Brandstetter, you're back on?
I am.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Whiteford, this is Bart Peterson. I have a question for you regarding the timeline in 2018. Was there a period of time between her 2018 license when it expired in 19 and the time that she did she actually expire before her renewal?
Her license expired on June 4th, 2019. And she applied for reinstatement on July 17th, 2019.
Thank you. And as a matter of clarification, we need to vote to reinstate her. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Or approve a renewal or a reinstatement?
Right.
This is Bart Peterson. I move to approve the application of Kelsey Brandstetter, I believe. It is a reinstatement?
Correct.
Yes.
This is Cheryl, I second.
Ms. Peterson, do you want to amend your motion to include anything related to the fee reduction or waiver?
I think that would be a separate motion.
Okay, fair enough. So we have a motion and a second to reinstate Kelsey Brandstetter. All those in favor, please. Aye. Charles Laughlin.
Aye.
Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Kelsey Brandstetter has been reinstated. Her reinstatement license has been approved.
And because she requested it, I move to deny the request for a reduction in the reinstatement fee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for reinstatement fee waiver reduction. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Charles Botman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the request for reinstatement fee waiver reduction has been denied.
Can I ask why you chose that route?
The main reason that route happened is it's based upon your assumption, as well as we do not want to set a precedent for the board deciding whether to waive fees and reduce any type of reinstatement fee. We don't want to get into that situation for a multitude of reasons.
Well, and first of all, it's in statute that we cannot issue refunds.
That's correct, as well. We are bound by the Arizona statutes that we do not have the authority to do that. Any further questions?
So even though it would have been cheaper for her to not have sent the email out in the first place, Bunny? For me to repay twice my normal fee and not have to go through this whole step process, and this is the route that Ms. Whiteford sent me on. Even though knowing the statutes and regulations, this was the only option.
Ms. Brandstetter, this is the decision of the board at this time. If you would like to...
I'm trying to understand, please. That's why I requested it. I didn't interrupt during the proceeding. I'm trying to understand why this came about and how it can be prevented in the future. Because like it was said earlier, I wasn't the only one who received this email. I'm not the only one that's being punished for a clerical error. So I'd like it to be fixed. Because I don't want to go through this in the future, and unfortunately, I still have to be part of Arizona based on my work. So you guys are still already receiving $175 at least every year from me. And now it was more than two times the amount because of the clerical error. It doesn't even matter about necessarily saving the $25 that would have been for a second owing of what I had already paid. It's a simple matter of the fact that it was sent out an error, and now my license, luckily, with my job, I was in a different state. But otherwise, I wouldn't have noticed, and I would have still continued my work based off of the error that was sent out by you guys.
need this to be fixed is what I'm asking for. I need it to be corrected in the future. I've also had to take the test every single year, if not twice a year, because whoever is in charge is not getting it filed appropriately. I know there are other people within Arizona that are struggling with the same thing. I need it to be better.
Mr. Chair, I have not heard of anyone else who is in the same situation.
Then please talk to your receptionist because she told me of at least several other people.
Ms. Brandstetter, I told you that several other people had got late receipts, not that they had to reinstate.
Well, that's not how you phrased it on the phone to me.
All right. At this time, Ms. Brandstetter, I fully understand your concerns. We will work on our end, obviously, to improve upon that. If you have any further questions, please direct them to Ms. Weichert after this meeting. At this time, we have ruled upon the decision that we have made, and we are going to move forward with our board meeting. Again, if you have any further questions, please contact Ms. Weichert after this afternoon.
Thank you. Sorry for wasting
your
time.
Have a good day. Thank you.
A participant has left the meeting.
All right. We do have Kelsey Vlasic, 8B2.
Jennifer Vlasic.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. We do have, looks like DUI, case is still pending, I have a lawyer in this case. Very official letter, by the way.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Remind me of precedent, if the case is still pending, do we request further information from the lawyer, or the date is only a month ago?
This is a renewal. Is Jennifer Vlasic still current in terms of her license?
Let me check. Her license expired on July 6th. However, her application was received before her license expired on July 2nd.
And she has everything is there? This is just a disclosure?
Yes.
That we offer her a temp until we get further information from her. So she doesn't expire, but we still need to keep it on the agenda.
So,
haven't we in the past renewed the application and then ask for continuing information? remember what we've done in the past.
I believe so.
Yes.
We can't offer a consent agreement yet.
So if her case had been adjudicated and the charges remain the same, would the board even take action?
Exactly. Because this isn't moral turpitude issue, it's a DUI issue.
Right.
So like Karen just said, even if she comes back as, okay, it was guilty and this is what I need to do, we wouldn't deny her license based upon that.
No, but we want to have the final adjudication so that she doesn't have to continue to do this every year, right?
She wouldn't have to report it.
Again.
Right.
Yeah, because she's already done so.
Right, okay. This is Barbara. I'm going to approve. Now I forget her name. Jennifer Vlasic.
Bart, go ahead and just say renewal application.
Renewal application, yes. Sorry.
Okay. So it has been moved and seconded to approve the renewal application for Jennifer Vlasic. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Charles Boffman.
Aye.
Sarah Lindrum.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, Jennifer Vlasic has been renewed. All right, 8C, we do have 7 incomplete initials. Any of whom do we need to be concerned with?
The initial application, the incompletes are still the same for the initials, but I have a few incomplete renewal reinstatements that have completed their application.
Oh, okay. So the incomplete initials we're fine with right now.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go to 8C2, our incomplete renewal applications. Who has turned in their appropriate paperwork?
Braden Bennett, Kelly Boyce, David Chorba, and Sarah Lazelle.
Okay. So we can obviously vote on their approval.
Correct.
Okay. Somebody can vote on all four if you like.
The reinstatements have provided everything?
Yes, they did.
Okay. This is Chuck. I move to approve the renewal reinstatement applications for Braden Bennett, Kelly Boyce, David Chorba, and Sarah Lazell.
This is Sarah,
I second. The movement is seconded to approve the renewal reinstatement applications for Braden Bennett, Kelly Boyce, David Shorber, and Sarah Lazelle. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman.
Aye.
Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, those four individuals have been renewed and or reinstated. Thomas Reed and Samantha Gilman are obviously still missing things. Both of whom obviously don't expire until September. I'm assuming both of whom know exactly what they need to get into us.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Amber.
You're welcome.
Number 9, review discussion, possible action, board business, and report. Review of board response to sunset factors report. Additional questions.
Okay, Mr. Chair, is it okay if I provide a summary of why we're looking at this?
Please.
All right, so as you're all aware, we had the initial sunset factors response that I submitted last year. We had our performance audit by the Auditor General's Office, and now we are answering an additional 5 questions for the committee of reference for the continuation of the athletic training board. I included a copy in your materials of the 5 questions and the responses that I'm proposing, just so you can review it and offer any input or suggestions for anything that you would like changed. This is due back to the legislature by September 1st. So I might suggest that, you know, you take some time to look at it and maybe provide any feedback by next Monday.
So just so you're aware, the documents that we were including have the name Black on the top right corner.
Yeah, I noticed that also. I must have made a mistake in the page numbering when I put that header in.
Okay. So if everybody would please review what we have here. 1, 2, 2, and a little bit of the third page. And then respond back to Karen if you've got any questions or concerns by next Monday, please. Okay. Executive Director's report.
Okay. Item 9B, Executive Director's report. Item 1, the financial report. It appears that our accounting system, they did an upgrade to it on, June 17th, I think, and it caused it to almost crash. So they're trying to run reports and they're taking forever. They're not accurate. So we have not yet received a financial report or cash flow document for the month of July, nor have we received one for the 13th month to clear out fiscal year 2019. I anticipate it will be fine. We should have plenty of cushion there, and hopefully I'll receive that report before the September meeting. Any questions on that?
I do not.
Okay, item 9. Did somebody have a question?
No.
Okay. Item 9B2, review of recent board staff activities. The only thing I have to report is my attendance of the BOC CARE conference, where I did 2 presentations. It was in Omaha, Nebraska. I presented on Friday and Saturday. It was a great conference. I had received a request from a board member to find out if we would be able to send a board member, and I wasn't sure that the state would approve it because I didn't know how directly it would relate to the board positions and responsibilities. But after attending, I believe it's something that would be very beneficial for our board members to attend. So I'm going to request money for that in the 2021 budget, because they do those every other year. Item 9B3, statistics. We currently have 810 licensees. We have 5 active consent agreements, with the next item being due on November 17th. And there are 6 open investigations currently. Item 9C, administrative project status. As you can see, I have added quite a few projects to that list. Starting with policies and procedures, we're constantly needing to update those. The update of website forms, communications to include notice from HB 2463. That's the notice that says if a person has an issue with a licensing decision, that they can contest it. All of those items have to be updated by August 27th. Which is the general effective date. Board automation or e-licensing. Our asset or our IT group is currently evaluating the required system changes as a result of HB 2569. because they have to make slight tweaks to every license type, I do not anticipate they'll be able to update our system by August 27th. And there's also a chance that we may have to pay for these updates, even though the bill did not provide funding. If we don't have the system updated by August 27th, we have to have a workaround. So that would be paper applications for those who would like to apply for a license through universal license recognition, which means that they are currently licensed in another state and have been licensed for a year, and they don't have any disciplinary actions. So I'll have to work on updating or creating a new application for that. CE Broker implementation, the system is live. I still have yet to update the athletic training website before I send out the announcement to all of our athletic trainers. Administrative process changes to statute, and I am still attempting to work with a member of legislature. I think my next tactic will be to ask all the other executive directors how they get attention from a member of the legislature so we can get this moving forward. Proposed rule revisions, I don't have an update on that. I still need to update our proposed changes to reflect changes that were brought about during this legislative session. Document scanning project. So we're currently required to retain 100% of our licensee files forever. So right now I'm working with Asset to get quotes and to come up with a justification for the funds that would be submitted with our 2021 budget. This is a very expensive possibility, so my second option is to change our records retention schedule, and that's the next item on the list, so that we don't have to retain all of those documents permanently. I'm suggesting that we keep them for at least 3 years, because that's how long people have to reinstate after their license has expired. The fiscal year 2021 budget request, that's due on September 1st. I will start working on that this week. IT strategic plan, that's also due on September 1st. That will drive part of the budget request, because I will be asking for funds for some IT projects. And let's see, sunset factors response, the additional 5 questions, you were presented with that in the last agenda item. That, again, is due on September 1st. So it's a little busy.
Not very much due on September 1st either.
September 2nd, I think I'll take off.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Item 9C7, implementation of bills passed in the 2019 legislative session. HB 2463 is the notice where I spoke about earlier, where we have to update our website and all communications. HB 2569, I spoke about that already. That's the reciprocity bill, or the universal licensure. That we're working on, and I'll have to do a new application for that. Senate Bill 1062, Public Disclosure, Health Professionals Address. That's going to require changes in Salesforce, and we haven't even begun to talk about that, because HB 2569 changes are a lot, they're a higher priority. So I'll probably just put a statement on our website if somebody has a way or needs to change anything on their licensure record, that they can contact the board office directly. And Senate Bill 1096, Health Professions, Temporary Licensure, that That would allow the board to grant authority to the executive director to issue or approve licenses. It also allows for a temporary licensure, which we already offer. This does not go in effect until August 27th, which would mean that the board would not even address it until the September meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Ooh, I'm down to 7% on my computer.
Oh, we better hurry. Future agenda items. I don't hear any. Go to the public.
There's no one here and no one else on the phone.
Okay. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Chuck. I'm going to adjourn.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:41 a.m. All those in favor, Eric Freeze. Aye. Charles Boffman.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Sarah Langer.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
And what's the time?
10:41.
Thank you.
Thank you.